Two Tanana City officials have been charged with taking federal property for personal gain. Tanana City Manager Alfred R. Bear Ketzler and City Expediter Alfred McQuestion Fabian have been indicted on federal wire fraud and theft charges. Assistant U.S. Attorney Steve Scrocky says the men are accused of selling equipment, including trucks, forklifts, and bulldozers, made available to the city through a federal surplus program.
Federal surplus property, and then covertly essentially sold it to other people and used the money for themselves, and on occasion used the property for their own benefit as well.
The indictment alleges the pair sold equipment valued at nearly $1 million to make at least $122,000 for themselves. They're also accused of selling $3,600 in equipment for personal use. Scrocky would not say how the federal government learned of the illegal activity, which is alleged to have occurred between December 2009 and November of last year. He adds the equipment sales were advertised by word of mouth, but buyers are not suspected of any wrongdoing at this point.
There's a number of buyers out there who are probably innocent purchasers, and right now the investigation is just looking to identify who they might be if they have that type of equipment, but there's nothing coming forward that people will be in trouble for buying this when they didn't know it was stolen.
Ketzler and Fabian could face decades in prison and more than $1 million in fines if convicted. An arraignment has not been scheduled. Ketzler has long managed the city of Tanana and has been successful in securing government grants to make positive changes in the Bush community, including alternative energy projects and tank farm upgrades. He did not respond to a phone call for comment, and no one answered at the city of Tanana office.